Assalamu alaikum, this is Sayyid Ali Imran, and you're listening to the 40s podcast brought to you by Mizan Institute. This is episode 91, Prostrating Before Supplicating. In hadith number 22, we read from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, "When my father ever had a need that he wanted to be fulfilled, he would go into prostration, not in the state of salat or after performing the ruku', and then he would say, 'Ya arhamar rahimin,' O the most merciful one." He would say this 7 times, and then he would ask for his needs. There is not a person who says this phrase 7 times, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Yes, I am arhamar rahimin, I am here. Ask whatever your need is." In this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is describing how Imam Baqir alayhi salam would make dua, that he would go into a state of sajda. And this does not have to happen in the state of salat, where you are performing a salat and then you are doing a ruku and then you go into sajda and then reciting "Ya Arhamar Rahimin" in that sajda while in salat. No. Rather, this is a sajda that is happening outside of salat at any time, where Imam Baqir alayhi salam would have this need that he would want to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say this 7 times in his sajda, and then he would make this dua. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also says, "Anyone who says, 'Ya man yaf'alu ma yasha, wa la yaf'alu ma yasha ahadun ghayru,' if anyone says this 3 times, their supplication is accepted, as it is a type of supplication that is never rejected." The phrase itself means that, oh, the one who does what he wishes and does not do what others wish. Meaning, you are calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, "Oh Allah, you are the one who does whatever he wishes. And you don't go by the demands and the orders and the wishes of what creation and other people are wishing for you to do. No. You have your own knowledge, you have your own will, you have your own act, and it is you who decides what has to be done and what doesn't have to be done." Essentially, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching another phrase that one can say 3 times before making a dua. And these are all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all phrases that describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you can supplicate to Him. In hadith number 23, we read from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam some more prescriptions and some more etiquettes that you can use before making dua. He says that one who says, Ya Allah, 10 times, it is said to him, "Labbaik, what is your need?" And in a similar narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, one who says, Ya Rabbi, 10 times, it is said to him, "Labbaik, what is your need?" And yet, in a third narration, he says, one who says, "Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah," until they run out of breath, it is said to them, "Labbaik, what is your need?" In all 3 reports, which are very similar, it says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying that if one says, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah," or "Ya Rabbi," or a combination of saying, "Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah," either 10 times or saying it in one breath until one's breath is finished, then it is said to them, "What is your need? We are here for you." And any dua that you make after that will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next episode, we will speak about a mustahab zikr that one can do after making the dua, and also a narration about the benefits of praying for the mu'mineen, for a believer. Inshallah. Thanks for tuning in today. And to remain updated on the latest episodes, please follow us on our social media pages. And for more great content and other podcast series, please visit us on mizaninstitute.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.